Everything about Red TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a very weird edition of Everything About TV. I am your host, Chris Media Man. My voice sounds probably deeper than usual because I am sick right now. I'm sick, well, not sick as a dog, but you can tell by my voice, I am not healthy at this moment. My voice is, I think, two tones deeper than it normally is, so my voice sounds really, really, really weird. I'm making a joke about it. Why not? It may as well, you know, joke around about my voice being, well, at least it's not Kermit the Frog. It is actually gone deeper than Kermit's, more, I guess, high-pitched, and then, of course, my voice is much deeper because of this blasted cold. And I apologize if I stutter at some times. I apologize if I cough like that. And I'll try to my best to actually remove the coughs as well. But hey, the show has to go on, and you gotta give me a pat on the on the good shoulder at least, because I hurt my right shoulder the other day. But yeah, I'll try to get rid of any of the coughs. I'm gonna try to prevent coughing as much as possible during this podcast. That's why I have my thermos cup with ice and lemon in there to help me through this podcast tonight, especially because but I apologize, this is a little bit an hour late. I apologize, but I had the mad rush with the editing speed of things. You know, I only have such a short time to do it. I should have done it sooner, but I slept in way too late this morning, and I got moving on the blog first, and I gotta try to fix that for tomorrow especially. And we will be back again tomorrow on another podcast as well, and hopefully my voice isn't like this tomorrow. Hopefully it's a little better than tonight. So you're pretty well, this is the second last week of, you know, Big Celebrity Big Brother. This is our second last week in the show. This is winding down now. We're getting into Survivor Edge of Extinction, which I was supposed to record yesterday, but I had an emergency that happened, and I just couldn't get to it. But next week, we're going to be starting the Survivor Edge of Extinction. Big Brother Canada is going to be starting up, and then later in May, we'll be into Amazing Race USA as well. So, you know, this season is... It went fast. I think it went very, 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 very fast. And I cannot believe it. It's the end of the week. And what a great way to end the week with two evictions in a week as well. Actually, there was one on Monday, obviously, which we will talk about on the podcast today. And then also, there's one tonight as well. There is one tonight as well. Not one eviction, but two evictions, which means, yes, it is a double eviction. And I'm so excited. I was like, about time. Julie, that's what I exactly said this afternoon when she announced it, that there will be a double eviction this week. So that will bring him down to 5 contestants after this week, and then I think for the celebrity they go down to like 3. I think it's about 3 contestants they have in the finals for the celebrity version. But the regular one, we know for the longest time we've always had a final 2 Big Brother finale always. So Tamar said Candy, you know, obviously talking about Candy, you know, that her and Candy made up, and then of course she couldn't, you know, vote her out. So Tamar would not, you know, vote out Tamar whatsoever. You know, Tamar would not vote her out. So obviously, I'm guessing they're on good terms now. And I just don't know because I cannot watch the feeds as I am a Canadian. And I cannot watch the live feeds from the up here in the Great White North. So it's a little bit more difficult. But trust me, you'll get a lot more feed action when we hit Big Brother Canada, which is in a short few weeks as well. Also, talking about, she is the fourth wheel in this alliance as well. And you know, Tom said he wasn't, you know, expecting 6-0 vote as well, but Tom told Kato, you know, look like you're kind of happy with this whole plan, that, you know, like, we're happy we got Joey out of the house, and you know, like, make it sound like you're happy, you know, of getting Joey out of this house, obviously. So then Natalie said, you know, expect, you know, to have, he was to expect to have the power, you know, to make that decision who goes home. And then, obviously, Timur, Natalie, Lolo were talking about, you know, they had, like, second thoughts where they switched. So they actually switched up who they're going to vote for. Obviously, they kept Candy. So, and then also this way, Candy won't be going after them at all. So that's another reason, like, they do not want, you know, Candy to go after them at all. And then Timur went to find them. Candy saying, you know, putting one of them up. And then, obviously, talking about the HOH camp competition. They have to find the mistake on the magazine cover. So, this is actually really kind of a neat competition as well. So, at two at a time, they will have to pretty much will go up to the podium. And then, they will have to find the mistake in the photo of the magazine. The first person to find the mistake wins. And then, of course, the one that loses will be eliminated. And then, they also get to choose who goes up next. The last person standing will win. Will be the next HOH for the week. And then Tamar and Ricky were for, sorry, Lolo wants to win the HOH. You know, week up the Tom and Kato alliance. And then Tamar and Ricky also were the first ones to go up. Ricky said, you know, he has to win. Obviously, Ricky said he, you know, he has to win get Tom eliminated. And I'm confusing myself today. Ricky said C, and he was wrong and was eliminated. Timur picked Kato and Candy. And then, obviously, I think Kato answered C is right. And Candy is eliminated from the competition. Then Lolo and Natalie. Lolo answered C. Dina and Kato were next. Dina picked B, obviously, because it was Jonathan. I do not know what the logic behind that was. I don't know if she was paying attention or not. I do not know. So she said, see, it was wrong. And Dina is eliminated. And then it was Timur and Lolo. Timur, you know, obviously answered B. And Lolo was out. So let's go into the next question. It was Timur and Kato. Timur answered A. Timur is right. And it's the new HOH. The next HOH for, well, I guess we cannot really say this week because obviously it isn't this week because there is no full week in this house. Like no full week like you see in the summer version or you hear it when you go into the Big Brother Canada house. You don't see that. This for the celebrity one, like HOH can last a couple days and then you have to go back for another HOH. It's like there's constantly going to be a lot of HOHs over the course of time, you know? Like there will be lots of, you know, HOHs in the course of time. So it does not, like, it is constantly changing. Each and every, like, every few days, it's changing. It's so crazy and all that. So I can probably guess, because we are having an eviction tomorrow, and we will be down to 5. Probably what will happen is maybe we'll have another eviction on Monday or something. Monday or Tuesday. I think it was Monday. I think it's Monday and Wednesday is the last. Then Wednesday next week's the last one. So obviously, yeah, it would be. It would definitely be. I think might be an eviction. You never know. But you know, we'll find out tonight because we'll find out who wins HOH. We'll find out who is not HOH, who gets evicted, and then we'll see who wins HOH power veto, and then the next eviction, and then the HOH again, and then we find out obviously what the schedule for the remaining of the week will be. And then of course I will talk about my schedule for this podcast end of today's episode and also tomorrow as well, as it is going to be a very quiet week for this podcast as well. But you know, I don't know, it's just I think it will be. So they went right into obviously to the course. They went, Tom said, you know, we're screwed, but you know, still have a fighting chance left in the game. So they went right to the nomination. They did not waste time. They went right into the nomination ceremony. You know, one of these episodes they go right into it. They do not waste time. They go right into the episode or right into the nomination. They go right into the veto. They go into the veto meeting. Then the eviction. It's fast paced. The season is fast paced. And I realize that now. Because I have had to stay on my toes all season long. So I'm pretty used to it now, obviously. So, first nominee was Kato. Second nominee was Tom. Kato was a big, big, big threat. Tom is also a threat. So that's pretty well, it's a simple, you know, reason why they are up in the block. They are big threats in this house. So Tamar said you have to get out, you know, some of the roommates that they have. So you have to get one of, I guess she's referring to Natalie, Eva Marie, and also Lolo would be the other one that they're talking about. I know they are referring to those two ladies. That's who she is referring to, is Lolo and Natalie, Eva Marie, definitely. And it's, you know, when I say Natalie, Eva Marie, it kind of rolls off the tongue when I say it, especially on microphone. It's like Natalie, Eva Marie, Natalie, Eva Marie. So easy to remember. So what was I saying? So yeah, eventually she's talking about, you know, we're gonna get out some of these, you know, some of these people that are in the same room as her. You know, obviously referring to Natalie, you know, and Lolo, and I guess Ricky. I don't know if Ricky's in the same room, because I don't know if they've been switching rooms from like after one eviction they switch rooms. I don't know. I don't know if they're all in the same room now, because it is getting very, very, very small in that house now. They are down to 7 right now. 8 right now, not including the latest evictee, which we will talk about briefly. But 8, I think, at this moment, at this current moment of the game, it is 8. So, and then one of them two has to go. And then talking about Natalie, she, you know, she has knowledge of this game. Three of them will have to vote her out of this game. Tamar said Natalie is smart, Lolo is unpredictable, and then the fetal comp, they did not waste time with the veto. Like I said, they go fast and furious with these vetoes. So the HOH two nominees, Lolo, Dina, and Candy. I've noticed Dina has been picked for the veto so much lately. You know, I've noticed that Dina has been picked a lot lately for the veto, which is and of course I know Dina hasn't won a competition yet this season. Obviously, Dina has not yet won a competition this season. So they have a special performance by comedian Gallagher, and then they have, so they kind of did a performance. He was smashing a bunch of stuff together, or like smashing stuff with a mallet. So they were asked a series of questions that had taken place during the performance, and then each question is worth 1 point. I guess the person with the most points will win the golden power of veto. So I know I wrote down the questions. I don't want to go through, I'm not going to go through them all. Pretty much it was very close. It was a very close competition during the whole thing. And it was, everybody was, I think it was, who was it? Lolo was close. I think Natalie was close as well. But, you know, it was, I think it was Kato, Tamar, and Lolo actually were really close as well. I think there was 4 of them that was really close during the whole thing. So, obviously, Lolo did, though, take over the lead towards the very end of the competition. So, and then she also won the power of veto. So she actually, Lolo did win that veto. She is safe. You know, she cannot be put up and whatnot. And I don't think she's even on the block at this moment. No. That's right, because Tom and Kato are up. So the veto meeting, she decided not to use the power of veto. So she keeping the nomination the same. And then the mystery power has, you know, they're talking about that mystery power, the power of the publicist. And it is gone forever. It is now expired. The live vote and eviction. And then, of course, Julie said to Tom that his, you know, plea was more of a goodbye. That was actually pretty funny. Like, I'm thinking, come on, Tom, just finish it up already. Like, you're just taking off so much time. I was literally ready to go blah, 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 blah with my hand. You know how you do, like, the mouth movement on, you know, with your hand? Like, it is, I was like, come on, Tom, just hurry up, please. You don't have all day. It's only an hour show, for crying out loud. So, going right to the vote, it was a vote of 5-0. Kato was evicted from the Big Brother house. So, obviously, talking about the 5-0 vote, was he surprised? He said yes, he was surprised. And then, of course, talking about the power couple, Tom and Kato, you know, and then, yeah, talking about the power couples, and also Tom and Kato are now tomato. If you put Tom and then take out the K, then you got tomato, pretty much. So that's kind of a, I didn't realize that. I didn't even think of it that way. Really, I did not really think of it that way, honestly. So Lolo said he will have to, she will have to win. The 3 of them left. seven of them are left. They will have to go off. Wait, they will need to go after Tom. Candy said to Tom, you know, obviously, Tom is like a lost puppy without Kato, and she is going to make sure, you know, to bring him into her side. And then Ricky asking Lolo if she won each way, who would he, would she put up? And then she said there was a bunch of, you know, combinations, there, which was, Ricky said Tom and Dina. Tom and Candy was the other combination that they could do. And then Ricky said him, Lolo, Natalie have to win. Candy went to, I guess, the Tom side and, you know, be on his side like of the house, I guess. So I guess Candy's pretty much playing her own game right now. She is playing her own game at this moment. So, obviously, if he wins, who will he put up? Tom said he didn't think he will win. Candy said go after, you know, the athletes in the house. So, obviously, we know who the athletes are. Natty, Eva Marie, and also Lolo. Oh, and also Ricky, too. Those are the three athletes that they are talking about. It's the three of them that he could actually go after, potentially, and get them out of this house as well. So, that could be the options as well. So, HOH competition, Omarosa came back for the competition, and I was not too thrilled that she was back, but hey, you know what? Why not bring her back for a competition? You know, at least I don't have to put up with her once, but I know I wasn't much of an Omarosa fan when she was on Celebrity Apprentice, but you know, I just gotta deal with it, honestly. So, let's get right into the competition. I know I went on a Omarosa rant a bit there, but so, obviously, the challenge, they have to kind of, obviously, they'll be picked. They'll be, like, challengers will be picked, and then they will have to Omarosa will roll the, or spin the wheel, and then whatever number they get, they have to roll that number. So, they have to go out in whichever direction to get that same number on the top. First person to do that wins, and then the other person will be eliminated. Last person standing will win the power, or the next HOH competition. So, Tom versus Ricky to start. Target was number 6. Tom won the first one. Everyone says, you know, he's good at this game. We'll have to keep on picking him. And then it was Lolo versus Tom. So, obviously, Lolo picked Tom again. Target number was 4. Tom won that round. Tom's dominating this game, pretty much. This competition. And then, Natalie Eva Marie versus Dina. Target was 6. Dina, I don't know what she was doing whatsoever. I have no clue what the heck she was doing. She was just, like, trying to figure out, well, obviously, you can see the numbers. You can see the dots from the other side of the netting of the dice. Like, you can actually physically see it. It's there, right? And, you know, she just kept flipping around, trying to figure it out. But, Natalie, she won that one. It was Candy versus Natalie. Lolo wasn't sure why, you know, Candy picked Lolo for this one, as they saved her at the eviction previously. Target was 2. Natalie won that one. It was Tom versus... I put down Tom versus Tom. Why do I not paint? This is what happens when you are sick. Your mind just goes a mile a minute and you don't even think about what the heck's going on. Tom versus Natalie. Target was 5. Tom won, wins, and he's the next HOH. Want to make a little side note to this. This competition was in a previous season of a regular season of Big Brother USA. This was in a previous season before. It was in a previous season. I was trying to remember. I think it was season 16 and 17 or 16 and 18 or something like that. But it is in a previous season of Big Brother, the regular Big Brother, not the celebrity, the regular one. I believe it was, and it could have been the one with Frankie Grande, if I do remember correctly. It was that season in particular. So Natalie was not happy Tom won. Candy happy Tom was the next HOH. Natalie said, you know, she'll be going up on the block. And both Dina and Candy will have, obviously, they have blood in their hand. Don't have their blood on their hands. They don't have blood in their hands. They will, obviously, he will go after people that has blood on their hands, such as Lolo, Natalie, Ricky, Tamar also. Well, sorry, not Lolo. Ricky has not even won any competition. Well, he's won, I think, one veto previously, if I remember correctly. But, you know, like Tamar, Lolo, Natalie, You know, they all have blood in their hands currently. So they are definitely in a bit of trouble. And they could be actually the ones going up on the block. And then Cortina said, you know, Ricky, Tamar, you know, is with them. You know, cannot be trusted. You know, they have to be, you have to be like Ryan. And then Cortina saying if she or I won, I would be putting those two up. So obviously referring to Lolo, Natalie would have been going up if Dina won the HOH. Oh, yeah. Well, if she actually knew how to put the right number on the top of the die, she probably would have won this competition. And she would have actually probably been HOH. And I would love to see Dina win at least one competition this season. At least one, but I don't know. But Tom said that was his original plan. Anyways, Natalie and Lolo obviously talking about putting them up, and then Natalie and Lolo were talking about, you know, that he has, you know, he has no no chance against Dina or Candy. I'm going brain dead today. So talking about Candy, you know, obviously playing both sides, to them, obviously, and also Tom. And then also Tamar said, you know, talking about, Tamar said something as well. And Lolo said she is the, obviously talking about Lolo said she's obviously dead to me. So obviously, you know, I think Lolo is cutting ties with Candy at this point. I know I've heard that term before, from a very well-known Big Brother player named Dan Geesling. I know sometimes I make a reference to Dan on this podcast from time to time. I know. And, honestly, Natalie, Eva Marie came in, and then obviously they're telling everyone that they're the next target. And, sorry, Tom is telling everyone that they are not the target. So he's pretty well telling everybody nobody's the target. So he's really not telling anyone what the heck is going on. Like, who is the next target? They just do not know. Like, he's keeping it pretty quiet at this point. So if she don't, obviously talking, Natalie's talking to him about she don't put him up. If he don't put her up, she won't put him up. Obviously making that deal. And then of course talking about if someone wins veto or she wins veto, he might have to put her up. If someone wins veto, he might have to put her up. And obviously he said, Tom, that's a backdoor. Like, obviously kind of making that reference. It's a backdoor plan, obviously, right? It's a backdoor plan. Like, you know, you're trying to backdoor me. But I don't think Natalie is actually the target right now. And my thoughts actually right now is Ricky is the actual target at this point. I think Ricky at this point is the big target right now at this moment. And then he did that to everybody. He said, you know, you're not the target. Obviously, Natalie said Tom's not, you know, Tom is, you know, not being honest. Natalie said Tom's, you know, approach, first choice is, talking about, Natalie was talking about his first choice, obviously, you know, not being honest. You know, Tom, you know, said he has a purpose, like, he will not put her on the block. He meant he will not put her on the block at all. But obviously, you know, Big Brother, expect the unexpected. It changes very quickly. This game does quickly change like that. It does change very quickly. So Tom was talking to Ricky as well, that, you know, he's not gonna, you know, Tom said he's gonna go try Ricky again. So obviously put Ricky on the block this time around. So, you know, he's gonna try again to get him out. Ricky said he's not an idiot. And then if you don't nominate him, Natalie and Lolo and him will keep up. We guarantee him to keep him safe for another week. Tom knows there is deception going on there. And then, of course, Tom said, you know, he is, Tom at night was kind of soaring like an owl or a hawk or something. So Natalie said he will put one of us up. And then Candy said if Candy is playing her own game. And then Candy said Natalie isn't, you know, a fan of hers anymore. Neither is she. So obviously there was a last minute change as well into the nomination. So, you know, there was a kind of a change. Candy actually went to talk to Tom and then kind of told her, you know, her thoughts and all that. And Tom, you know, said that obviously, you know, he should have come to her first before making this whole entire plan of, you know, putting up Ricky and Lolo or whoever the heck they were putting up. And then Tamar said one of one of our Bedroom Alliance members is going up. Tamar said, we gotta get those two out, put Ricky and Lolo up, and then if Ricky wins, Vito, you know, put Natalie up. And then Candy said she thinks, they are lying to you. So that's when Tom obviously said that he should have come to her first before making that decision to put them up. But obviously the nominations did change a little bit. There was a bit of a change to it. First nominee was Ricky. Second nominee was Natalie Eva Marie. Both are big athletes and they are also targeting him. Tom wants to target Natalie first, and then Ricky said, you know, he is obviously the target. And then of course Natalie was way to switch things up, obviously. And Lolo was not happy either, because Lolo knows that I am the big backdoor plan. I am that backdoor plan. I'm gonna be backdoored. Lolo knows, you know, it could be a backdoor plan going in there too. So we'll find out tonight, because tonight is the 2-hour special double eviction episode. I can't wait. I hope I'm awake still by 8 o'clock. If not, then I'm gonna be going to the global website and watching it tomorrow morning when I get up. So hopefully I will get that up, and then tomorrow we'll be back again for another episode. Hopefully my voice is a lot better tomorrow than it is right now, and we'll be back at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern. And yeah, we'll be back at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern, and then we are off until next Thursday. We'll be off for a long time, but I will be doing some behind the scenes. I have to record the preview podcast and get that prepped up for you guys for next Friday, a week tonight as well. And it's going to be a quiet week for this podcast, and you know, and just go back, listen to old episodes, you know, interact with me on Twitter. You know, I know some of you are not very patient when it comes to, you know, the podcast coming out, or you know, there's information that is shared around that about the podcast, and the fact that, you know, that, you know, there's like everything is really quiet, the podcast, like, not I know I go very quiet on social media from time to time, you know, I just don't say much for a while. I'm sorry I don't do much in the way of, you know, Instagram much. I should get back into that, post up some behind the scenes stuff. I'm going to do that tonight too as well, and so maybe some behind the scenes pictures of me sitting behind the microphone as well, with the headphones around on my head as well. But anyways, you also can follow me on social media, on Twitter, Instagram, at Chris B on the Web. Also, if you're new to the podcast, please subscribe to the audio only feed. Thank you guys so much. You guys have really grown this podcast. It is just overwhelming. Every time I go into a certain site, I see a number of subscribers, or the numbers of played episodes, you know, are gone up. You know, it's like, I'm like, wow, this podcast is really growing on me each and every week. I enjoy doing this for you guys. Hope you guys enjoy this. And I will see you guys back here tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern, for the next Everything Marvel TV Celebrity Big Brother US Season 2 podcast right here. And I will see you guys tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern. Have a good night, guys. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye for now.